Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
But as we enter the darkest time of the year, Gardaí have launched a campaign encouraging cyclists and pedestrians to wear high-vis clothing and stay safe. President of Cycling Ireland, former Fine Gael TD Ciarán Cannon joins us now. Ciarán, you have a problem with this campaign. Tell us what it is.
Good morning, Shane. Morning. Yes, I do. We are consistently, and we have consistently seen these high visibility clothing campaigns essentially and mostly propagated by the Road Safety Authority. And this year now, in the last week or so, supported by the Gardaí and every local authority in the country. It is bad road safety policy. There is no evidence anywhere in the world that the wearing of high visibility clothing makes you safer on roads. The factors that most strongly influence cyclist safety, the factors we should be focusing on, are vehicle speed, enforcement, how we enforce and how we don't enforce, the layout of our roads, the provision of safe cycling infrastructure, not what we are wearing. And if you consistently emphasise that high vis implies that cyclists, if you're not wearing your high vis, you are hard to see. Well, then the fact is it normalizes dangerous driving by implying that drivers are not expected to see you or even anticipate you're on the road unless you're wearing high vis. It is completely upside down in terms of seeking to make our roads safer for all vulnerable road users, bearing in mind we've lost already 51 pedestrians and cyclists on Irish roads this year. It doesn't work, Shane, and hasn't been shown to work anywhere in the world.
Okay, I'm also conscious you had your own experience. You were knocked off your bike and you were wearing all the right clothing.
Correct, I was. I was wearing high vis. But it was broad daylight. I mean, it was the summertime. It was broad daylight in a small village on the outskirts of Galway City. I was wearing high vis. And I was mown down by a driver and I suffered very serious injuries as a result of that. And there are many other examples of that happening day in, day out here in Ireland and abroad.
And without in any way wishing to underplay what you went through, which sounds absolutely horrendous, isn't it possible, though, that there will be cases? And what you're saying about driver behaviour, speed, is I don't think anybody could argue with that. But is there also a percentage of incidents where visibility is a problem? Let me give you an example. The other night I was turning right, coming up to Ballymun, going very, very slowly, turning right, crossing over a kind of a busy road to do so. And a cyclist came.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints. TC.
Complete with no light, no visible clothing, no light. And I only saw that cyclist at the last second.
Was this in the night time, Shane?
Yeah, at night time.
Yeah, okay. Well, the law is very clear. Once we enter into low light conditions, be it in the evening or even very early in the morning, the law in Ireland is very clear. One must have lights on your bike. And
so
what I would like
problem,
to see,
is there a problem with a campaign saying that? Be visible. Like, is it not just part of the equation?
It is a tiny part of the equation, and it is a distraction, Shane. It is a distraction from what we need to be doing, what we should be doing. I mean, the Vision Zero logo is emblazoned all over this campaign for the last week. High visibility clothing hasn't been shown anywhere in the world to contribute to Vision Zero. Vision Zero is a very simple principle. being embraced now across the whole European Union, that by 2050, we will have zero deaths on our roads. And it's a very simple principle that people will always make mistakes, be they cyclists, be they drivers, be they pedestrians, but nobody should die because of their mistakes. And this means the greatest responsibility rests with those who are driving the most dangerous vehicles. It rests with the people who design our roads. It rests with the people who enforce the law on our roads. So safety has to come from speed reduction, from better road design, better driver behaviour, not from what victims are wearing. And Shane, can I just say one particular point I really want to make here this morning?
Sure.
The Road Safety Authority itself commissioned research by road safety experts in TUD just a few months ago. They published the findings of that research in October. And they looked at four cities that have been exceptionally successful in road safety and death reduction. Brussels, Ghent, Oslo, and Pontevedra. They said to those researchers, go away and look at why these cities are so successful. That report was published. Not one solitary single word about high visibility clothing in it anywhere. And the road safety policies that have delivered serious change, serious reduction in deaths are reducing traffic, lowering speed limits, street redesign that prioritise people, not cars, enforcement.
No, I was in Ghent at Halloween. It's extraordinary. Everybody cycles. It's just unbelievable. Look, just to sum up very quickly, you think the RSA have this wrong?
To sum up, our entire road safety discourse in Ireland centres on the road user taking extraordinary steps to stay alive in a hostile environment, rather than asking, why is that environment hostile in the first place? That's what we need to look at, Shane. We really do. And we need to do it urgently.
Kieran Cannon, President of Cycling Ireland, former Fine Gael TD. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.